I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember the Nigerian Chibok girls who were kidnapped by Boko Haram 2 years ago? Now on Saturday, the extreme Islamic faction attacked another village close to Chibok and took 13 more women and children. Earlier last week, Boko Haram also released footage of several of the Chibok schoolgirls who are still alive. It's a reminder that while the world focuses on ISIS in the Middle East, Nigeria's Boko Haram fighters are still at large. Christians in northern Nigeria are suffering persecution, but they haven't given up their witness for Christ. Because of this, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton offers an unconventional prayer request.
We also want to pray for the persecutors. We want to pray that Boko Haram fighters will encounter Christians and hear the gospel message, perhaps even supernaturally through dreams and visions, that they will meet Jesus Christ in a personal way.
And Joanne Smith, a middle school teacher, felt called to go to Africa. So when she found out that Set Free Ministries would be visiting schools they support in Uganda, she decided to tag along.
Once I found out that some of the schools that we would be visiting didn't even have any water in the schools, it really hit home to me.
Smith started a fundraiser at her school through the Ugandan Water Project. In just 3 weeks, they raised enough money to install 3 water containment systems at the Ugandan schools. This summer, she got to meet the people who received the water systems.
I was overwhelmed. I still am overwhelmed. These people were so unbelievably grateful for a simple thing like water, which is simple to us, but life-giving to them.
And not only water, but also life-giving water. Pray for these Ugandan students and their families to come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.